Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, what a joy, what a joy to be up and healthy and excited about the Lord. Grateful, hallelujah, grateful, so grateful, so grateful, so grateful to the Lord that we're here and another day that we can come together and bless his name. Hallelujah. Day we come together and to be encouraged and to encourage one another in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. I am Pastor Margaret Leah. We are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And it's prayer first. And prayer is like the dew in the morning, tap. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Especially when the Lord just comes and just rests on us. Hey, glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Many things are going on. Many things are happening. Yes, there are. Just going and look like everything could be going crazy. But when we stop and think that we are children of God. He has us. He got us. He got us. And when we change our attitude and our focus, and, oh, God, hallelujah, and remember who we are and who we are, oh, it brings about a change. That's what brings about the change. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Yes, when you begin to decide for yourself, I begin to decide for myself that I and come to the realization, I'm sorry, that I am a child of God. He promised, and he is a promise keeper. He promised. And yes, we can be disappointed. Yes, crazy things can happen to us. He is with us. He is with you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves me. Scripture tells us many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivereth out of them all. This is not my home. This is not your home. I always say I'm here on assignment. Yes, I am. I'm here on assignment. Glory to God. I choose to wake up and say, God, I just thank you. I glorify you. I magnify you. I exalt you. I bless your name. Ah, bless your most holy name. For you are the only true and living God. Besides you, there is none other. You are my protector. You are our protector, our shield of defense, our provider. Yes, you are. You are the God that heals your people. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. From eternity to eternity, you are God. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. And I thank you this morning for your mercy and your grace. I thank you. Hallelujah. And I bless your name this morning. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for how you're ordering our steps this morning, leading and guiding us this morning, Almighty God. I thank you for how you're touching our hearts, reminding us who you are, that you love us, that you care. Yes, Lord, that you care. Hallelujah. Thank you. And as you drew us to you, Almighty God, oh, you're the God that's more than enough. You're the breasty one. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Your love is just amazing, God. And we thank you this morning for how you're comforting those that need comforting. Father, how you're shielding those that need healing, and how you're rescuing those who need rescuing, and how you sending your angels, Almighty God, to defend those that need defending. God, we thank you now. Yes, we do. Oh, God, we heard so many horrific things, but we know that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. We know that some things must happen and take place, Almighty God. Oh, God, but we ask that you remember your people, Almighty God. We thank you for you remembering your people. Almighty God, we thank you. We thank you for remembering the young ones, Almighty God, the seniors, Almighty God, those that are sick and cannot do anything for themselves, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God, but God, those that are calling on you, pulling on you, God, we thank you for releasing yourself and showing yourself mighty in their situations of need, Almighty God. And we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you. We thank you for a heart of thanksgiving. Great God, hallelujah. And we're not doing it so we can get. We're doing it and saying it because we are grateful and we're thankful for your kindness, God. Oh, God, thank you for how you turn the crooked ways and make them straight. We thank you how you put water in the dry places, living God. Thank you. Thank you, merciful Savior. We thank you for the daughter that's calling on you to heal her mother, Almighty God, and the son who's calling on you to heal his mother or his father, Almighty God, Almighty God. Some that said, I've gone to the cemetery too many times. I can't take it no more. God, we're calling on you to ask that you strengthen them, Almighty God. But we know, Father, that your will must be done, Almighty God. But we thank you for strength. We thank you for sparing lives today, Almighty God. How you spare lives, Almighty God. We thank you for constantly healing. We thank you for the miracles of your healing. We thank you, Almighty God, for regulating minds, Almighty God, settling and bringing peace, Almighty God. We thank you that you're allowing shalom flow like a river, oh God. We thank you. Oh, and close our mouths, God, on situations and circumstances where your eyes see and you know all things, Almighty God. Oh, in the hospitals, oh Lord God, send help from the sanctuary. Glory be to your name. They need your help. The patients need your help, Almighty God. Send help from the sanctuary, great God. Defend and protect your people. You know what's going on, Almighty God. Send help. Reba Sekonadioshaka. Rebe Sidana. Oh, and in the systems, Almighty God, stand tall, tear down, and build up. Shamba Kodnadiosa. Oh, God, let us, Almighty God, walk this earth as children of the kingdom. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Rama Seko, break every cord. Abba, set it up. Destroy every word and deed that is evil, Almighty God. Some bullshit under the idiots. Oh God, surround us with your shalom, my God. Oh God, peace like a river. Love flowing, Almighty God, and we thank you. We thank you, Almighty God, that we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledging you, knowing that you will direct our path. Thank you for giving our children favor with you. you in favor with men. Thank you that they're saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled. Almighty God, and before I go any further, oh God, I ask that you forgive us, Almighty God, for any and every sin that we've committed against you in word, thought, or deed, Almighty God, in passing judgment and being judgmental, Almighty God, and I think and I feel and not knowing, Almighty God, put a guard to our lips, Almighty God, that we don't speak out of turn. We thank you for your healing, Almighty God. We thank you for your deliverance, Almighty God, our people and our children, Almighty God. Yes, we do. Remember your saints everywhere. Remember the innocents, Almighty God. Almighty God, remember the helpless. Father, thank you for doing it. Thank you for giving us understanding and clarity. Thank you for allowing us to be in your presence. God, thank you for granting traveling mercy, Almighty God. Glory, hallelujah. The dangerous highways, byways, Almighty God. Glory. Thank you for that we need, Almighty God. Thank you for your provisions, Almighty God. Glory. Hallelujah. May we never put more on our plate than we can eat. And may we be mindful of how we dose food away, Almighty God, that we have asked you to bless, or as thank you for it, and then we discard it. May we be mindful, Almighty God, that it's bounty that has come from your mercy and your merciful hand and love, Almighty God. May we be mindful. Remember the homeless and let us do our part. Almighty God, thank you now. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for your love and your care. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for remembering those that are on the trains and the buses, mass trams. Peace, peace, peace. Protection, yes, Lord. Save us today, Almighty God. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. I'd like to give a shout out to my dear, dear friend, Mother Dunlap. Hallelujah. I love her so much. And she was to be with me this morning. But she'll be on at another date. I am so, so happy that she decided that she's going to tune in and join this in the mornings with us. So it's a blessing. I'm happy in Jesus, and I hope you are too. God, if we can just remember that God loves us. And I want to share this with you, just a little thought. When we are praying, for us to remember, as a reminder for some, that an exchange is going forward. We're exchanging, say, our weakness for strength from God, our poverty from prosperity, and I'm not talking about pie in the sky, laid back, beating people. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm talking about needs met and not doing things, praying just so we can get, or there's a formula. When you come into a family, you learn quick. I mean, as a child, kids have their ways of trying to get around their parents, but we learn that that's not approval by the parent. They don't want us to live that way. They want us to come and say what we need, and you don't have to do no tricks, and you don't have to do no schemes. That's how God is. We come to him, and the scripture says, come knowing that you have it when you pray. I think a lot of times we think, oh, I'm so desperate. If I do it this way, if I pray three times a day, and if I just fast, God will give this to me. No, that is just your reasonable service. But I know it worked for me this time, but we don't do that. We don't fast for things. I mean, sometimes if we have a crucial situation and we need to turn our plates, that's one thing so God can hear us. But our normal deeds is that we fast and we pray often. We're exchanging. We're communicating with the Almighty God. He's taking our problems and he fixes it for us. And when we get up, we have what we pray. But then we remember we're not selfish, spoiled children. And he is not Santa Claus or whatever, go out to the tree and shake it. But I'm trying to say, and I'm hoping that I'm getting this across, when we come into the kingdom, there are rules. And I had someone to tell me that she did not want to hear the word rules or commandments. Well, then you have chaos. But for every kingdom, there are rules and there are regulations. God has his rules. He has his statutes, his precepts. And we learn what is pleasing to our God. We learn that he says that he cares for us. And he wants, our Father wants to do things for us. It's his good pleasure to take care of us. He's our Father. But he has requirements. And he doesn't want us to just come to him whenever, you're supposed to do this for me, come on. And now we need to know, first and foremost, who we are actually praying to. I think we see the Father as a figure of our imagination. Some don't really get it that he is God, really, really, truly, truly God, Almighty. We kind of miss what holy is. We see him through our parents. We see him through maybe some through their husbands or their pastor. When they think of God, this figure of a human being comes forth. No. He is the maker and the creator of the heaven and the earth. And we can stop right there. He is the one who blew breath into man, and man became a living soul. We can stop right there. He is, and so much of him, he is the Almighty God. Besides him, he said, I know of none other. If it is, show me. Glory. He said, show me. I am God. The heavens he created. Oh, the heavens of heavens. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Man has taken what he has made to attempt to bring life and power to it. He said, but I am God and I'm God alone. Consuming fire. Who wants to have a relationship with you, with me, a personal relationship because he is your Father. Hallelujah. And let me say this. He is the Father to those who have asked him and accepted him as such. Asked him to come into their life. Yes. And you cannot expect to have the faith of Abraham overnight. God did not have the faith of Abraham. God did not have the faith of Abraham. Abraham didn't have mighty faith from the jump start. No. You grow into it. It's a process. It's a journey. Yes. People say, you don't have any faith. Yes, I have a measure of faith because the scripture says God has given us a measure of faith. So we start off with a measure. Oh, yeah. And they had to have faith. They accept it and ask him to come into your life. Faith to know that his word is true when you mess up. When you stumble, he's there to pick you up. Because his word says so, You have to know that. You have to begin to experience and have that relationship with him and what we do. And we read the scriptures. The scripture tells us, the scripture helps to build our faith. The things that we experience in life, we look around and say, God, nobody did that. Sometimes you move people and out your way. And you have no one to lean on but him. But when you come through, glory to God, you know that God did it. He loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. When he brings things to your remembrance, and it shines. Oh, glory to God. And you know, God loves me. He did this for me. That word came to me. I heard the Lord when he said that. Oh my God, God really does care. And you know, before you know it, said God, you'll be able to say like the seasoned saints say, God got it, baby. Hey, glory, God got it. Yes. When we pray, we know that God got it. Yes, God got it, baby. Don't worry about it. It's in the master's hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then you see how God is moving and in your life and taking you from place to place, precept to precept, how you change it, how you used to. I'm saying I used to do that. I used to like to wear that. When did I start wearing that? What happened? The Holy Ghost, baby. There's nothing about it. It's just a special thing. God changes us. He changes our heart. When we begin to love on him, we begin to want to please him. What's pleasing in his sight? What he says is pleasing in his sight. And maybe we can find it we can find every bit of it in the word. Yes, we can. And then I'll tell you this. He will speak to us. He'll speak to our heart. And he will show us situations and different things so we will know that he is with us and that he is moving in our life. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. We glorify the Lord. We magnify the Lord. And we bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I'll read a scripture, and there seems
have an emergency coming through. Hallelujah. God is so good. Just think on the goodness and think how much you are loved by God. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Look, just look, Isaiah 50. The Lord said, I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh morning by morning. He waketh mine ear to hear. As the learned, the Lord God has opened my ears, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes, he is. I like it when it says, thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Yes, yes, thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is just the Almighty God. Besides him, there is no God. When you begin to read the scriptures, I look at Isaiah 41, chapter 41, 42, 44. You see where God is speaking about himself and who he is. Isaiah 42 and 5, thus says God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretches them out, he that spreads forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and the spirit to them that walketh therein, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles to open blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory will not I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven image. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Isaiah 42:5-9. That's just a little portion of who our God is. Now, my brothers and my sisters, we've come to the close of the time of our show, and we'd like to just tell you thank you for listening. God loves you. Now, to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and forever. Amen. Go in love. Pastor Margaret Lee. Until the next time.